You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, let's just dive right into this. Biblical health laws. I'm talking about the system out there that has forced disease, sickness, suffering, bankruptcy, poverty, and all kinds of problems on the American people. And the root cause of it all is sin. Talked last show about how the Bible defines what sin is. 1 John 3:4, whoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. So if you violate any of God's laws, you're sinning, pure and simple, beginning and end. I don't care what your preacher tells you, the Bible says, violate God's laws, you're sinning. And disease and sickness is one of the 133 subject matters in God's laws. 613 statutes, commandments, and judgments divided into 133 different subject matter. And in one of those subject matter is biblical health laws. So let me give you the answer to get out of this system that man has devised. Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 26. Now, if you read this, I encourage everybody to get your Bible out and read Leviticus 26, verses 14 through 46. But let me start here on verse 14. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read parts of it. It says, if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of the heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. Now, the first thing people are going to say is, oh yeah, this is for Israel. This isn't for us. We're Gentiles. We can eat anything we want. Wrong. These laws are universal. Over and over, God says there should be one law for the stranger and the native born. So this lie that you have been told from Satan, that you can do whatever you want, and these things, these curses, only apply to Israel. They do not apply to the church. How's that working out for you? Let me ask, how is that working out for you? Has there been suffering in your family? Do you suffer the consequences of sin? In Leviticus 26:23, it says, and if by these things you are not reformed by me, but walk contrary to me, then I will also walk contrary to you, and I will punish you yet seven times for your sins. And I will bring a sword against you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant when you are gathered together within your cities. I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hands of your enemy. When I have cut off your supply of bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall bring back your bread by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. We have foodless food today. We're suffering. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.